This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. 66th Nepal Police Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba praises Nepal Police for sticking to their work responsibility. Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Rao to take vote of confidence today. And Taiwan says tensions with China worse than 40 years. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has expressed his confidence that Nepal Police is an organization that is not influenced by power and do compromise on investigations. At a program organized today on the 66th Nepal Police Day today, the Prime Minister suggested that the Nepal Police stay alert against organized and electronic crimes. Prime Minister Deuba expressed the hope that Nepal Police would perform their duties with high morale. He urged the police organization to provide effective services through institutional development while making the reform efforts taken by the organization successful, saying the common minimum program of the coalition government has laid an emphasis for the professionalism of the security bodies by operating them in a capable, independent, transparent manner. Prime Minister Deuba opined that the government was sensitive to boost the morale of police personnel and to make the organization well resourced. On the occasion, Home Minister Balkrishna Khar said the government was serious about adequately resourcing the Nepal Police responsible for investigating and combating crimes and maintaining peace and order. He said the police administration would have full support and cooperation of the government in its efforts to cope with new challenges. He pleased the government's support to enhance the capacity of the police institution. Similarly, Inspector General of Police Shailesh Thapa Chhetri said the implementations of short and long-term plans were in the offing to boost up the morale of police employees. The institute had its meaningful existence due to professional, promising and courageous workforce in the police institute. Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Rao is said to take vote of confidence today. The province assembly session has been summoned for today for a vote of trust. On last Wednesday, a meeting of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers had decided to go for vote of trust. Chief Minister Rao is said to take vote of confidence as per the constitutional provision after the split of ruling Janata Samajwadi Party. Chief Minister Rao had written a letter to the Province Assembly Secretariat a week ago in regard to the vote of confidence motion. The seventh session of the Province Assembly has been called from today. One-day training has been conducted regarding the measures to protect citizens from natural disasters like earthquake and fire at Changunaran Municipality. The Municipality and Institute of Social and Environmental Transition, Nepal, organized the one-day training and rehearsal regarding the measures to be protected from natural disasters. Chairperson of Changunaran Municipality 2, Sivahari Kesi, pointed out the need of awareness at the citizen level to reduce possible loss of life and property from natural disaster, as Nepal is at high risk in view of natural disaster. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudurpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A former Facebook employee has told US lawmakers that the company's sites and apps harm children, stoke division and weaken our democracy. Francis Housen, a 37-year-old former product manager turned whistleblower, heavily criticized the company at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Facebook has faced growing scrutiny and increasing calls for its regulation. Founder Mark Zuckerberg hit back, saying recent coverage painted a false picture of the company. In a letter to staff, he said many of the claims don't make any sense, pointing to their efforts in fighting harmful content, stabilizing transparency and creating an industry-leading research program to under these important issues. U.S. President Joe Biden says he and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Biden appeared to be referring to Washington's long-standing one-China policy under which it recognizes China rather than Taiwan. However, this agreement also allows Washington to maintain a robust unofficial relationship with Taiwan. The announcement comes amid escalating tensions between Taiwan and Beijing. It has sent record numbers of military jets into Taiwan's air defense zone for four consecutive days, which some analysts say could be seen as a warning to Taiwan's president ahead of the island's National Day. Military relations with China are at their worst in 40 years, Taiwan's defense minister has said. Chiu Kyu-ching also warned China would be capable of mounting a full-scale invasion of the island by 2025. His comments came after China sent record numbers of military jets into Taiwan's air defense zone for four consecutive days. Taiwan considers itself a sovereign state. Beijing, however, views Taiwan as a breakaway province. It has not ruled out the possible use of force to achieve unification with the island. He added there was a real risk of a misfire across the Taiwanese Strait. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 66th Nepal Police Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa praises Nepal Police for sticking to their work responsibility. Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Raut to take vote of confidence today, and Taiwan says tensions with China worst in 40 years. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.